It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
Three words. Fabulous.
Purely carnal, that's all you need to know.
I'm going to reinstate the car tax for you.
Hey, Dankeschön, Arnold. I appreciate that. There's my microphone.
It's there.
I can hear myself now.
Much better.
I want to thank everybody for the phone calls about the Pope. A lot of people with a lot of very strong feelings about that. And he has landed and not kissed the ground. Is that correct?
That is correct. He did not kiss the ground.
Working on our levels just a little bit.
What?
There. That was a little loud. How is the chip on your windshield?
It's still there, but it's going to be repaired, so everything's going to be fine.
You know, the only thing I really concern myself with on a day-to-day basis, besides this show, is whether you are content and comfortable, Buzz.
I couldn't be more so.
And I know Buzz is working on the new studio and making sure he gets in here on time, and he's got a timer.
I do.
An egg timer
it's
now.
It's like a leash.
He makes sure that he comes in. It's all going to sort itself out.
Of course it will.
I wouldn't worry one little bit.
I'm not
worried. We all have internal clocks. They just need tuning up.
I actually have an internal clock that allows me, I think from the old days of the morning show, if I say that I'm going to get up at like 4:30 or 5:30, I do without an alarm clock. Do you do that?
In the morning or the afternoon?
Thank you, Rob.
I haven't used an alarm in years. I'm like you.
Well, it's time for the last buzz of the day. What do we have? The final buzz.
That's right.
All right, what do we got,
Buzz? Now, on an early buzz yesterday, we reported the sale of the Marilyn Monroe sex tape for $1.5 million. This silent black and white filmed video reportedly features the late actress fully clothed on her knees performing that special favor.
Baby!
Yeah.
The new owner of the video says he will not be sharing it with the rest of the world.
Well, he's a hump.
Quoting him, "I'm not going to make a Paris Hilton out of her."
Yeah, well, I'd love to see it. I think everybody'd love to see it.
Of course they would.
And I'm not talking just on the you know, the general human interest angle.
Right.
I think I've been hot for her for a long time.
How do you think the technique?
Agreed.
Good?
Yeah, I don't think
too.
So. I don't think she'd be sloppy.
I think she'd be excellent.
I don't think she'd use the well, that's what we're talking about.
Right.
They haven't come out and said
no,
it, right?
No, and you really can't say that, but
they've said
that's what we're talking
they've
about.
They've said unnatural acts.
That's right.
Right. I don't think,
I don't find it unnatural either.
I thought that there's very little that's more natural.
Now, we have a dangerous territory here, but I don't think she would use a technique that is currently used in many films that you would see now.
Okay.
Which, how shall I describe this?
How should you?
Well, I can't really, but
all right.
But it involves an unnatural act where there's a sound that is kind of a gagging sound. You know
I
what
see.
I'm talking
yeah.
about? Have you noticed that that seems to be popular now? I don't like that at all.
It's a silent movie.
Now, you're Mr. Porn. You know what I'm talking
I
about?
I do. I don't like the choking. That isn't necessary.
That's the choking.
Yeah, let's call it that.
That's legal. That's fine. And she wouldn't have done that.
No, I don't think so. Much too classy for that.
Today
there's been speculation about who the man is in the video. The face is never seen.
When I return, Mary Joe and the cat were gone.
Funny you should mention that. The names, the speculation includes the Kennedys.
No way.
John F. or Robert F.
No way. Now, listen, if you're a Kennedy.
I know what the F stands for.
What, you're going to let them film you doing that? I don't see that happening.
Also, wasn't it filmed early in her career before the Kennedys had reached their national prominence?
Early 60s, maybe 1960, or late 50s even, possibly.
Really? That late? I thought it was like before she hit it big.
I don't think it was a Kennedy.
Well, J. Edgar Hoover did, or at least he wanted to think it was a Kennedy. That's why he kept watching the Marilyn Monroe sex tape over and over again after he confiscated it in the early 1960s. Joe DiMaggio tried to buy the tape from the FBI.
Think it was Jolton Joe?
For $25,000. No, I don't. No.
Jolton Joe DiMaggio.
He wanted to protect and help her reputation. He was disappointed at a lot of what she'd been through.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
How did you like that unnatural act, Joe?
There he is. My favorite thing, I read the FBI document. I think you can access it on the internet.
Yes, absolutely.
It describes it as a French-styled movie.
Really?
Whatever that means.
Yeah.
So we've got a natural and we've got French.
French style. It must be like French cheesecake, maybe.
Or a French glazed donut.
A cruller.
Which is a cruller.
French fries.
Well, I'm hungry.
I started with that story because I didn't want to start with this story. First of all, you don't need us to tell you that food prices have been going up and fast. We can add, however, that food prices are shooting upward faster than they have in 17 years.
Yeah, Mike.
The rising price of oil has been behind most of that.
That's a bunch of bull.
The price of everything is up 2.5%. The price of a meal is up 4%.
That's hot.
up 4%.
It's a hot meal.
It sucks.
Eggs are up 25%, milk up 13%, poultry up 7%, and flour, which we use to make everything from pasta to donuts, way up.
It all starts with the gas.
What about brown eggs? Brown eggs also going up?
It starts with the gas.
Just as much.
The gas is the whole reason for this.
Oil
I hit the magic
prices.
Number on the old SUV. Mm-hmm. Even this week, I hit that magic $70 number on filling
that.
Up the SUV, and that's when you know things suck.
Mm-hmm. Well, Applebee's, because of the increased food prices, Applebee's raised its prices by 3%. But worse than that, families who already knew that a month of food stamps doesn't last a month are finding they last even fewer days now. The food bank just got a letter from one of its main vendors saying prices are about to go up 20%, and it's a worldwide thing. An estimated 30 million of the world's 150 million people may go hungry.
You know, Buzz, whenever I get depressed about the economy or what's happening in the world with all the problems we have, we might be in a recession. In fact, we are in a recession.
Yes.
I like to relax with a happy song.
Really? Well, that's advisable.
Oh, no.
Everybody shout.
We love you, Fenway Red Sox.
I know it sucks.
Down at Fenway Park.
Boo, 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 boo.
If it makes you happy, though, that's important.
Thank you.
I wonder if Mike will play that again before baseball season is over.
Absolutely not.
Everybody shout.
Woo!
In Haiti over the weekend, people actually rioted over food. It may be time to watch the Mad Max movies again.
I still have my cottage there.
A Mad Max movie, so are they starting to kill each other down there or what?
Hey, people are rioting over food, over that they are.
Like food prices or the fact that there's no food available?
The fact that there's no food available, and there are more and more places like that around the world, especially because of those oil prices.
Get right down there.
Delicious Haitian cuisine. Mm-hmm. They're going to start losing weight.
Buzz, I hate to interrupt you, but we do have to take this phone call. Mm-hmm. This is one individual who will be attending the Pope's Mass, and you know, who knows, maybe he'll be our feature reporter down there. Hello, caller.
Hello, Mike. Hey, Bob. Hey, Doug. How you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
You will be going to the Pope's Mass?
Yeah, because my mother won two tickets to the lottery at the church.
Thank you. Thank you so much for the call. Back to the news with Buzz Burbank.
That's good. Put the tickets in a lottery.
You can. It's a prize. It's a major award.
It is fragile.
You can always.
His mom wins everything.
Incidentally, for those of you that might not have heard him in a while, that was Dennis Murphy.
Hey, down at Fenway Park.
You can always lose yourself in preparing your taxes, whether you do it early or last minute. The IRS says the average American spends 26 and a half hours preparing their tax form and spends just over $200 to get it done, even for the people who do it themselves.
That seems high.
It does, but it's what people do. The average refund is $2,400, not counting the $200 you spent on getting it.
It's Buzz's news. It always seems high.
It's high.
I should point out a programming note. I love saying that.
That's
programming
fun.
Note on the show tomorrow. Joe Ardinger will be on the street. He will be at the post office this evening. He will be interviewing people that are last-minute filers. And I think you'll find this journalistic endeavor extremely stimulating intellectually.
I'm sure.
Perhaps a bit confrontational.
You never know.
It's not just tax month. April is STD Awareness Month. And that's an important thing for the indestructible teenager to know because half of the 19 million people who get an STD each year are between the ages of 15 and 24. One in four young women has an STD in the 14 to 19 age group.
One in four?
Oh, my God.
That's just over 3 million girls or about half the population of Chicago.
Well, that's hot.
Not so much. Nearly half of all Americans have, had, or will have an STD at some point in their lives.
All right. Since in the spirit of interaction and availability of this show, and I think we want to be as honest as we can be, I think we should go around the room regarding STDs. Have you ever had an STD, Buzz?
I don't believe I have, no.
I don't think I have either.
I never have.
I had a long, long time ago, and I don't think even Carla knows this, but you know, we do have to fill time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Carla, turn down the radio for a moment.
Carla, just briefly. And it's nothing bad, and it's nothing I still have, and it's nothing that could even be construed as a real technical disease.
Mm-hmm.
I might have had the
little
crabs.
Uh-huh.
From a very bad woman.
Might. You did or you didn't. Did you have to be?
Okay, Mr. Spanish Inquisition. Yes. I think they were. But I was, you know, I was a lot younger and very naive. And I spent some time with a woman who probably gave them to me.
Was it down the ocean?
It was. And then right after that, we had some English's fried chicken.
Did you cure it with the shampoo?
I got some lotion for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not that different than head lice. It's just not on your head.
They say it's less prevalent now.
I don't know.
Because of the grooming habits that have changed.
I'm feeling extraordinarily uncomfortable.
You know, that's true.
I read that.
Less habitat for them now.
Mm-hmm.
Habitat.
That's hot.
Yes, Paris.
Or hab, as they say in Canada.
Right.
One way to stabilize the economy might be more chicks and old guys on Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
A new study has found what we already know about testosterone has been found to have an effect on investment.
Wall Street full of crabs.
I'm sure.
Those brokers.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That guy, Cramer.
Right?
Jim Cramer.
Jim Cramer, yes. Mad Money.
Oh. Walking crap.
Crawling with him.
That's why he's mad.
That's why he rolls his sleeves up.
Oh, I itch so bad.
Also, crawling with testosterone, Wall Street is. It's a hormone that makes people more aggressive, more confident, and really more daredevil.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really a quality you want in your stockbroker. Testosterone does not necessarily make someone smarter. The study from England's Cambridge University says we all might be better off if the trading floors were occupied by women and old guys for whom the testosterone ship has already sailed.
So they're saying that it's because these macho guys that are filled with testosterone, that's why we have these emotional, violent movements in the market, right?
They're saying it certainly is a factor because a high testosterone level, like in a younger broker, will make him do more daredevilish things.
Yeah, put the market full of women because we won't have real big emotional swings if that happens.
Close it 4 days a month.
Yeah.
The study found no connection between high testosterone and profit.
Okay.
And when we return, Walmart's new policy on guns.
All right, very good. I'm trying to think of what the markets would be like if it was exclusively women.
I think it should be exclusively run by radio general managers.
And I'd like to say that I'm not 100% sure that Jim Cramer has crabs.
Or has had crabs.
Oh, incidentally, a programming note. We will be leaving you slightly early tonight right here on WJFK
in
Washington, D.C. On the network, you will hear a hot rocking tune at the end of the Mike O'Mara Show because we have to break for the Capitals coverage. They are playing the Philadelphia Flyers tonight, and that will be heard right here in Washington on 106.7 WJFK.
Right.
And we've got a full segment of news with Buzz coming back right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.